Numbers chapter 3. Now this is the genealogy of Aaron and Moses on the day when the Lord spoke with Moses on Mount Sinai. These are the names of the sons of Aaron. The firstborn was Nadab, then Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests who are anointed, whom he appointed to serve as priests. But Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord when they offered strange fire before the Lord in the Sinai desert, and they had no sons, and Eleazar and Ithamar served as priests alongside Aaron their father. And the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Bring the tribe of Levi near and set them before Aaron the priest so that they serve him. And they will discharge the duty he imposes, and the duty towards the whole congregation before the tent of contact, in performing the service of the tabernacle. And they will have charge over all the equipment of the tent of contact, and a duty to the sons of Israel to perform the service of the tabernacle. And you will give the Levites to Aaron and to his sons. They are absolutely given to him from the sons of Israel. And you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they will be diligent in their priesthood. And any foreigner who approaches will be put to death." And the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Note how I have taken the Levites from among the sons of Israel, instead of every firstborn who opens the womb from the sons of Israel, and the Levites will be mine. For every firstborn is mine. On the day when I struck every firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified to myself every firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. They will be mine. I am the Lord." And the Lord spoke to Moses in the Sinai desert and said, "Count the sons of Levi according to their paternal house, according to their families. You shall count every male from a month old and above." So Moses counted them according to the instruction of the Lord, as he was commanded. And these were the sons of Levi by their names, Gershon and Kohath and Merari. And these were the sons of Gershon according to their families, Libni and Shimei. And the sons of Kohath according to their families were Amram and Izhar, Hebron and Uziel. And the sons of Merari, according to their families, were Mahli and Mushi. These were of the families of Levi, according to their paternal house. Gershon had a family branch of Libni and a family branch of Shimei. These are those of the Gershonite families. Those of them counted in the census of every male from a month old and upwards, those of them counted, came to 7,500. The Gershonite families will encamp behind the tabernacle to the west. And the leader of the paternal house of the Gershonites was Eliasaph, the son of Lael. And the duty of the sons of Gershon was in the tent of contact, the tabernacle and the tent, its covering and the screen at the entrance to the tent of contact, and the drapes of the courtyard, and the screen at the entrance to the courtyard, which is at the tabernacle, and by the altar, round about, and its guylines, for all its service. And from Kohath was the Amramite family, and the Izharite family, and the Hebronite family, and the Uzielite family. These were the Kohathite families, who were in number, every male from 1 month old and above, 8,600. Who were the entrusted stewards of the operations of the holy place. The families of the sons of Kohath will encamp on the southern side of the tabernacle. And the leader of the paternal house of the Kohathite families was Elizaphan, the son of Uziel. And their duty is to the ark, and the table, and the lampstand, and the altars, and the equipment of the holy place, with which they serve, and the screen and all its service. And the leader of the leaders of the Levites, Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, had oversight of the entrusted stewards of the operations of the holy place. And from Merari was the Mahlite family and the Mushite family. These were the families of Merari. And those of them counted, the number of all males, from a month old and above, came to 6,200. and the leader of the paternal house of the families of Merari was Zuriel, the son of Abihail. They will encamp on the northern side of the tabernacle. And the duty appointed to the sons of Merari is the boards of the tabernacle, and its bolts, and its columns, and its sockets, and all its equipment, and all its service, and the columns of the courtyard round about, and their sockets, and their pegs, and their guy lines. Then those who encamp before the tabernacle on the east, to the eastern side, in front of the tent of contact, will be Moses and Aaron and his sons, keeping the observance of the sanctuary, according to the duty of the sons of Israel. And any foreigner who approaches will be put to death. All those of the Levites who were counted, those whom Moses and Aaron counted according to the instruction of the Lord, according to their families, every male from a month old and above, came to 22,000. And the Lord said to Moses, "Count every male firstborn of the sons of Israel, from 1 month old and above, and take the number of their names. And you will take the Levites for me, I am the Lord, instead of every firstborn among the sons of Israel, and the Levites' cattle, instead of every firstborn among the cattle of the sons of Israel." So Moses counted all the firstborn among the sons of Israel, as the Lord had commanded him. And all the male firstborn, by the number of the names from 1 month old and above, of those of them counted, came to 22,273. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Take the Levites instead of every firstborn among the sons of Israel, and the Levites' cattle instead of their cattle, and the Levites will be mine. I am the Lord. And as for those to be redeemed, the 273 who are in excess of the Levites, from the firstborn sons of Israel, you will take 5 shekels for each in the head count. According to the holy shekel, you will take them. There are 20 gerahs to the shekel. And you will give the money to Aaron and to his sons for those to be redeemed who are in excess." And Moses took the redemption money from those who were in excess of those of the Levites who were redeemed. He took the money from the firstborn of the sons of Israel, 1,365 shekels, according to the holy shekel. And Moses gave the money of those redeemed to Aaron and to his sons, according to the instruction of the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses.